So, for this 12 Days of Christmas unconventional movies, there's a whole genre which basically is just Shane Black movies because Shane Black decides he wants to set pretty much every single movie he makes, especially ones he's directed and written, at Christmas, including Iron Man 3, the original Lethal Weapon, Long Kiss Goodnight, Last Boy Scout, but the one I wanted to pick is probably his best, and even Robert Downey Jr., who's in it, thinks it's his best movie, which is Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I was so glad I finally have a reason to talk about this movie because it is hands down one of my all-time favorite movies, and the fact that it's set at Christmas, which does play a role in the plot of the film because it opens with him trying to find a Christmas gift, and it continues to take place at Christmas, and you got the decor and some of the behavior and activities that are going on around it. It is a just excellently paced, well done, directed, everything neo-noir thriller with Robert Downey Jr. He even said, like, this was his calling card for Iron Man. The only reason he got Iron Man was because of this movie. And it really plays to his strengths, Val Kilmer before he lost his voice, his strengths, and there's just nothing wrong with this film. Michelle Monaghan is perfect in it. And John Ottman, who is a terrific editor slash composer who did probably his best one example of it was Usual Suspects, just a killer score for this. And so if you want a off the beaten path, like I said, you can go with almost any Shane Black film. I was t half tempted to do Lethal Weapon, but Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is probably one of my all-time favorites, and it's just so far off the beaten path, but it is a Christmas film nonetheless.